Now, here's something that interests me for a couple of reasons. Number one, I know the man I'm about to speak to because you hear him here on the radio quite often. And also, it's something I link with him being a very successful businessman. But Movie House in Glengormley might be closing. Now, I want to speak to Michael McAdam, who is the owner of Movie House in Glengormley. I remember many years ago introducing him on the radio as movie man Mike McAdam from the Movie House in Glengormley. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. That wasn't yesterday's sign.
That's a long time ago, Michael. Just for people who aren't familiar with my link with Michael, we worked together in UTV when Michael was a vision mixer way back in the late 1980s. He moved off then to open a cinema, and then he opened another cinema and more cinemas, and he created the Movie House empire. But why is Movie House in Glengormley positioned today with a question mark over it? Are you threatened by one of the massive screens coming to your neck of the woods?
Well, yeah, I mean, basically, Newton Abbey at the moment, Frank, has two potential threats to Glengormley. One is down by the Valley Leisure Centre. It's been going through council and been recommended for by the planners for a refusal. And that's right, because anybody who knows, if you're standing at a Ralph Hill Estate, looking across the Valley Leisure Centre, it lands to the right-hand side of that. So that would have been the first threat, and it goes against all the current planning restrictions. There's many reasons on the planning basis why that will be refused, but I think it's going back to the council for consideration. So, in addition to that, then if you go down towards Abbey Centre, Frank, and if people from know the area well will remember the old Samuel Johnson children's shop. There used to be a pet shop and so on, and there was another. It wasn't B&Q, but it was something there. It was budget DIY. Do you remember that from some years ago? So that bit of land there is where the second threat comes, because, and it's a really good site, Frank, for a cinema come restaurant operation, because it ties into the back of B&Q and the Tesco car park. So that's obviously where the car parking is going to come. And the problem is that, unfortunately, Newtown Abbey cannot bear a second cinema. And despite what all the facts and figures and what the market research people tell you, as somebody who's operating cinemas here in Northern Ireland, have I ever operated that site, not the one at Valley Leisure Centre, because I think everything planning-wise goes against that one, but certainly this new threat down by the Tesco store, if something came to me as an operator, I would certainly take that site. But I would be telling people that the cinema in Glengormley would be closed. And it would close overnight, because quite frankly, the admissions in the area could not sustain a 30-40% hit, which is exactly what you would take, probably more. And it's very annoying. I have to be very careful, Frank, that people don't look at me and say, yeah, he's just concerned about his own business. Well, yes, of course I am, but I'm a realist as well. And I'll be very, very honest about that. If I were offered that site, I would go for it. I think it's a great site. But I would be telling people, Glengormley, not because I would want to move the admissions, but the fact is, the drawdown from people will make the business uneconomical. And it's very frustrating, as I started to say a few seconds ago, from my perspective, because we're currently closed in Glengormley doing £500,000 refit. And I did that refit on the basis that the Newton Abbey Council put together a study some years ago to say what their area plan was going to be, and that under no circumstances was a cinema to move from the Glengormley area. You take the cinema out of Glengormley, where you've also got a bowling operation and all those restaurants, everybody takes a hit. The cinema takes it. Well, first of all, the cinema disappears. It's going to affect the bowling. It's going to affect all of those restaurants in that area, because you've now moved all of those, that mass of people who frequent the cinema and people who spin off from the cinema, and it's all going to move down to the Abbey Centre. And if that's the case, then unfortunately, and it's really hurting me, because I could have kept that £500,000, Frank, and, you know, bought a racehorse or a few diamonds and relaxed and had it, you know, back and reinvested based on the information given to me at that time. So that's the situation where we are. We will open the doors again in a few weeks' time. We expect to do really nice business, which is great, giving back to the people who have supported me over the years, another beautiful refit of cinema. But if you put another one in, no matter who it is, and I'm saying if it were me and I were offered that site, I would take it. It's a good site, but the cinema in Glengormley, whether it be me own it or somebody else, whether you want to or whether you didn't, will close.
The area cannot sustain
a second cinema.
Okay, having said all that, and it's Showcase Cinemas that we're talking about, and they're coming to Northern Ireland for the first time, is that right? This will be their first cinema in the general area, would it?
Well, it's certainly been reported. I haven't seen anything officially from them, but certainly I think the developers worked with Showcase before, and I mean they're doing some beautiful operations. I was in one of their cinemas just a few weeks ago down in over the UK. Absolutely beautiful. And they're working in the same marketplace as we're beginning to adjust, and that is we're bringing the level of comfort up for customers, where we're offering customers reclining seats and well, not in Northern Ireland because of our legislation, but where you can have a bar service and you have a coffee shop and everything, and you can bring food into your cinemas. I mean, that's the type of presentation that they're now doing in the UK. Our licensing doesn't allow us to do that in Northern Ireland, certainly at this current time until Stormont goes back. Whether or not it ever happens, I don't know.
Okay, so what the situation at the moment is that it may be Showcase Cinema who would come to that area that you've described as a good site, but it would guarantee the closure, in your words, of the Glengormley movie house. Does this not happen time and time again with nightclubs, whereby someone has a couple of thousand people on a Friday and Saturday night, it's absolutely booming, and another nightclub opens like a quarter of a mile away, and the crowd just turn on their heel and go to it, and then the other nightclub, it has to try and revive itself and come back again? Is that not just business, and you're objecting to it?
No, I'm not objecting to it, Frank. I'm not objecting to it at all. What I'm saying is there are two plans. I mean, you have to be a realist. I'm very much a realist. There are two types to the cinema in Glengormley. One site opposite the Valley Leisure Centre, for all the planning reasons, should not take place because it breaks all of the planning restrictions. There's a sufficient argument there on planning terms. Why that should not be getting permission.
Okay, so let's presume that one doesn't get planning permission, but the other one does. Is that not just the reality of the business world, that you'll have to either compete or close?
Absolutely. But Frank, that's what I'm saying. If I were offered it, I'm being totally honest here with everybody, and I'm saying, look.
Yeah, but you're also raising a flag to council to try and stop them from allowing a competitor to come in, because an incredible investment could be deemed worthless.
Well, no, Frank. I mean, you have to be honest. I want to let you be honest about it. I mean, we have done market research to see what an impact on Newton Abbey Cinema would be, because it also affects Yorkgate, but also affects Carrickfergus, because in order to be able to build a cinema that's going to get into the, I would imagine, 350 to 500, 600,000 admissions, you have to stretch the net very, very wide. And so therefore, you are creating the ambience on something that's going to attract most other areas. You're quite right. That is business. But what I'm saying is, by all means, you have to face up to these things. I can't have it all my own way. When I opened York, it had an impact on my own cinema. Up in Glengormley. But what I am saying, just as the little Anton Cineplex discovered, whenever the new larger cinema went into the big site up there, they closed within 4 or 5 weeks. And it's not because you're being mean and you're trying to throw your toys out of the pram. It's the reality of business. If the cinema goes in there, it will close Glengormley overnight. It will have a serious impact on Yorkgate, because market research shows us that we know how many people, which we got from independent market research, you know, it will take away. But you're right, Frank. That is business. But I go back to the point of the Newton Abbey Council and say, councillors, when you look at the plan that you had drawn up some years ago, and like 2 or 3 years ago, Frank, where they said the plan was that Ballyclare was to have this, that and the other, but the Glengormley was exactly where the cinema was to be. They saw that that was vital to the regeneration of that area and to support the restaurants, the people who have invested in business up there. And if the new cinema takes place down there, and maybe me, Frank, who knows, the same impact, it'll have the same impact. The cinema at Glengormley simply would not be able to make a living.
Okay. Michael, it's a grim picture that you paint in relation to the possible future of your own cinema. It is the reality of the business world, but my goodness me, it'd be hugely disappointing if your cinema was to close, considering it has been so successful.